Good morning, and welcome to the IBM Maximo Asset Management for the Facilities Management Market conference call. All parties will be able to listen only until the Q&A portion of today's conference. If you'd like to ask a question during the Q&A portion, you may press star 1 on your phone. To withdraw your question, you may press star 2. Today's conference call is being recorded. If anyone has any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn today's call over to Ms. Kim Woodbury, Strategy Product Management. Ma'am, you may begin.
Thank you very much. Thanks, everyone, for being here today. Good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are in the world. Wanted to take some time today to talk about Maximo and the facilities management space, specifically around what we're doing with space management. As you may have heard, some news of late, so I wanted to share the latest and greatest on the events around that. If we move to slide 2, a little bit of history here. We know that Maximo has been available for our customers and provided capabilities to manage facilities for almost 2 decades. So this is not a new space for Maximo. It's really just expanding some of the capabilities that we have provided traditionally to introduce some new areas of functionality to our customers. We have been a market leader in that space, according to ARC, with about 25% of the market share. And the point here really is that traditionally we've done mostly facilities maintenance, as we all know, the bread and butter of Maximo capabilities around asset and work management has been our strength. And really trying to expand some of that to cover a broader facilities management capabilities. We have a very active user group. The FM Maximo user group has over 600 members with meetings held twice a year for best practices and a user group. And you can see here that we have covered various industries across the board, from service providers like the JCIs and Unicos to manufacturing like General Dynamics. We've got retail in there, hospitality, universities, higher ed, healthcare, and government, of course. And so this really is a solution that applies to all of the industries that we cover. Anybody who really has a building is someone that we can help. Moving on to slide 3, getting into some of the specific challenges that we're looking to help our customers address. We talk about property being the second largest item on a balance sheet after labor costs, and the operating expense being 50% of the building life cycle costs. So with all of the increased real estate prices, trends in employee mobility, energy prices, all of these things are leading our customers to look for new and better ways to manage that space. Within those processes, you know, there's not a lot of efficiencies today as well across campuses and various buildings, organizations that are spread across the globe. Some of those processes are currently disjointed and are covered by multiple systems. So from spreadsheets to access databases and everything, you know, and full ERP and CMMS systems and everything in between, there isn't good visibility across an organization to some of those processes and being able to improve on them. Of course, another big focus in today's market is around sustainability. So looking at new mandates around, you know, carbon footprint and reducing energy costs, not only internally from the true cost perspective, but also from the social and, you know, just being a part of a responsible citizen within the planet, being able to provide that kind of an environment to your employees. So we try to look at all of these factors and look at the kinds of solutions that we want to provide to our customers. Moving on to slide 4. We took a look across what the definition of the facilities management capabilities are made up of. If we look across these pillars, based on some work that Gartner has done in defining the IWMS market space, and we've taken that and adjusted it a bit to be more applicable to our customers and Maximo's capabilities and how we see this market. But if we look at the operations and service management piece, those are capabilities that we provide today with Maximo and some of the other tools, TSRM, for example, service level agreements, et cetera, to meet those needs. And this is a timeline across the bottom. If we look, you know, this is Maximo today. Look at some of the other big pieces of functionality that is part of that integrated workplace management system, the IWMS space, and it is around space management, not only for facilities, but we've also included in that definition the data center infrastructure management, which we see as responsibilities converging in the marketplace, where those roles are being combined and the responsibility of managing those assets, whether that HVAC is used for managing the climate in an office versus in a data center, that still can roll up to the same person, and we see more of that trend. So the capabilities there, supporting moves, add, and change, chargeback, being able to understand my space utilization and capacity. We have worked for a long time with a partner, Drawbase, and recently, as you've seen in the press release, and we had anticipated for some time, have reached a source code license agreement with Drawbase to use their technology and their products as a foundation for this capability in the Maximo family. So we'll get into some details, but we are anticipating having a release available the second half of 2010 that will provide these capabilities integrated with Maximo as they are today, as Drawbase offers that integration in a Maximo IBM paper, if you will. We look out a little bit further, there's additional capabilities around energy, environmental, sustainability, and also portfolio management, which we've had work done by our GBS group to build the PPMS solution, Property Performance Management Solution, which is a collection of information across an organization, across the portfolio, really capturing that total cost of ownership, including utility bills, waste streams, carbon footprint, as in addition to lease and rental information, and the cost of maintenance and assets within those buildings. So that solution is also something that we are looking at bringing into the Maximo portfolio and taking that and productizing it, still working on estimates. So we have here as a desired state, first half of 2011, to have that rolled out as well. And we always want to leave ourselves some opportunity, so capital project management is another area we recognize as important for our customers. We have a number of them today that are using the current capabilities and tooling within Maximo to do configurations and build out some of those capabilities using, you know, work orders and the functionality today. We also work with partners to provide some of those capabilities with integrations to Maximo. If we look at slide 5, this is just kind of a more detailed view of some of those pillars, and we won't go through this in lots of detail, but if we lay this out in that overall solution map, we can see where we lay over where our capabilities lie across the work management in the middle and to the right, asset and service management. If we look to the top center, there's energy and environmental, and to the left, portfolio, which is covered by some of that GBS PPMS solution. In the bottom, we've got operations and space management, which a majority of that would be covered by the Drawbase tools, which will be the Maximo space management tools. So moving on to slide 6, we can just see that laid over, that the Maximo footprint does cover a large number of those capabilities, and we look to continue to expand the footprint there. Still looking towards some of our partners like VFA in the upper right corner for some advanced project management capabilities. We have partners like PeopleCube that help us with room reservation and those kinds of capabilities for hoteling, et cetera, within a building. So just getting into the the facts about this on slide 7, just some points here, make sure that it's clear what we're talking about in the space management space. We're looking to productize two offerings for the second half of 2010 based on that source code from Drawbase. One will be a Maximo Space Management for Facilities, and the second will be a Maximo Data Center Infrastructure Management tool. And we are still finalizing some of the naming here, so at least the second one is still not officially approved, but we're working on that very quickly. Some other things worth highlighting here, we do look at this as not only a great opportunity to expand some of our current industries and the footprint of some of our current customers by offering these capabilities, but it's really opening up a lot of opportunities in new business like financial services where we hadn't seen a large presence with the traditional Maximo offerings in the past. We are still working on pricing, finalizing the pricing. It's not going to be available until GA, and we are targeting that for third quarter. And so what that will be in the third quarter will be a blue-washed version of the source code from Drawbase, so we'll remove any third-party source licenses. You know, there's the technical aspects and also some of the branding and logos and make it IBM-looking and utilize the Maximo link, which is the Drawbase integration so that we can make those connections to the Maximo processes. Some of the other questions that come up frequently are around, you know, what Drawbase is going to do, what's going to happen with their existing customers. They are going to continue to exist. So this is not a traditional acquisition. This is a source code agreement, and their customers will continue to be their customers, and we don't plan on offering any productized upgrade from existing versions of the tool to ours. Of course, I'm sure there'll be a services opportunity if any one of those customers would like to migrate onto the IBM version. And I guess the other point I wanted to make on this slide is that this really does show the continued investment by IBM in not only the Maximo brand, but also in the facility space in general by continuing to enhance the capabilities that we can offer. So moving on to slide 8, this is just another view of that expansion of the product portfolio and of all the offerings that we have that can address facilities customers. So our core solutions, not only asset management, of course, but the new space management for facilities, the DSIM, that's the Data Center Infrastructure Management tooling, the energy optimization tool as well, where we're doing the collection of real-time information from building automation systems and getting those metrics and tying them into the asset database. Service Request Manager, so using tickets to request new work from a facilities perspective, in addition to an IT, which is traditionally the use of that product, having a catalog of those services available to your customers. We also talk about service provider as being very applicable in this space. A lot of customers, specifically universities we find, tend to run their facilities business as their facilities operations as a business, where they want to set up those agreements with their internal customers and have the ability to do markups and do billing chargebacks internally for that work. So we find those combinations of products typical when you look at a facilities opportunity. And this is just slide 9, again, laying out what we see as those facilities management solutions and also the data center management solutions. We don't want to forget about the DSIM side of this as well. And then we talk about additional things like ITM and TATM and probably should be added here change management. We have the TAMIT and TSRM So there's a variety of products that can meet all of those needs of our customers. Slide 10 is just looking at the roadmap, the overall roadmap. It is a build, so we start with Q3, looking at the data center infrastructure and the space management for facilities, first version of those offerings. And then quickly working on, so for a first half of 11, getting to that next phase. So we look down the left, the priorities are the blue wash, which is the IBM required items, technical invite items. And then as we move forward, getting this more tightly embedded in Maximo and then adding some functional enhancements. So we look out, you know, first half of 11, second half of 11. So trying to quickly release a number of versions, but want to have something available as soon as possible that can meet these needs. And if we build this out, we could just see where this fits in, again, to emphasize the investment that's being made in the Maximo portfolio and all of the releases, continued investment, continued enhanced functionality that will come out over the course of the next year. Slide 11. I also have Theo Winkelmann here with me, and I should have mentioned earlier, apologize for that, who is the Maximo Asset Management sales evangelist. And just to say a few words about the sales and marketing activities that are going on around this. Theo, are you still with us?
Yes, thank you, Kim. So to reiterate and what we have available today, if you're selling enterprise asset management or you're selling the IT components, as you've seen from slide number 9, you can sell facility management today. We've used it quite successfully in prior engagement to actually position ourselves as the top two vendors when either talking enterprise asset management or IT asset management specific to other capabilities. So I've seen several emails, you know, that I get every week. I'm selling Tatum. Can you help me with positioning and make it more strategic to the customer? And my answer is always, if you're selling the IT components today, you're selling energy management, you're selling the thermal capabilities within the data center, that in essence is the smaller message of facility management. So extend the CCMDB components and talk to your customer about facility management. And that is all available today. So we have new deliverables that we submitted to Extreme Leverage, to Business Partner World, that you can go and look at today. So as you see on the top bullet on slide number 11, there's a new facility management industry website. So where we outline some of the capabilities, our successes in the past, how to go and sell it. We also have new new capabilities that we're going to incorporate into our portfolio and deliver in the second half. We have reference customers. We have data sheets. All those exist today. And if you're selling, please include the facility management. We have the collateral available for you. So what's coming? As Kim has outlined, we're going to strengthen some of the capabilities on the space management side, two new offerings coming down the pipe. We will start creating customer-facing presentations. We're going to give you some new updated quick reference sales guides. We're going to create a new demo environment. Some of these deliverables will start coming in June. So please look out for those, and we'll send out the sales flash as these new capabilities and new collateral components hit the website. So please check your email, look for Tivoli sales enablement. That's where we will document all the links for these. And then if you have the opportunity and you have a customer interested in facility management, we're also going to outline some of our existing and new capability at these trade shows documented on page 11. So please, go sell facility management in all your opportunities, because it is a cross-industry. We have depth in the market today. We have successes. Go look at those websites and contact us if you have any more questions. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Theo. I guess the other point on this slide I just want to emphasize, because we do get a lot of questions about it, and there's been a lot of excitement and activity with this news, and people are really anxious to get their hands on it. We are working very hard to get a demo environment up and ready. We are still, you know, we just got the code a couple of weeks ago. We're working on getting some additional software. We needed the technology. We had some, you know, to compile the code itself. So there was a little bit of a glitch in that, so it didn't quite go as quickly as we hoped. But we are working now feverishly on building out some demo data and scenarios, and should have something in the next week or two. And we may have an initial availability through a slideshow, through screenshots, and then follow that with perhaps an AVI, some kind of a recorded demo. Because the other thing that's going on at the same time here is really the transfer of knowledge. So we've got training sessions that have been scheduled in Littleton, and we're getting some people educated and trained on the capabilities. But until everybody's very comfortable with this, even having the VM, until we can get those skills you know, built up out in within our organization, we're going to have to rely for at least a short time on slides and recorded demos. So look for those as well. So I wanted to take a few minutes and just walk through some of the specific capabilities that we're talking about here, so you can get a better understanding of the value proposition and what it is that we're offering for our customers to help them. So if we look at slide 12, the term CAFM, the computer-aided facilities management tool, is a common term in the industry to describe things that are you know, looking at the visualization of a floor plan, essentially. We talked about some of these pain points around increased mobility, the total cost of occupancy, really being able to manage your occupancy levels. You know, first you really need to understand it in order to manage it. If I need to, you know, go through some kind of a consolidation activity, we need to build a new lab, do I really need to go out and rent additional or lease additional space to accommodate that, or can I use what I have? And a lot of our customers just don't have the information to help them understand that. There's also a great tie here to energy, not only for tracking usage and chargebacks based on occupancy. You really need to understand that based on square footage, but also being able to consolidate departments that work similar shifts, for example, and find that you can then essentially, you know, shut down one part of the building during certain times, and that can really save a lot of costs around energy usage as well. So if we look at some of the capabilities, you know, we just do talk about space management, the accounting aspects, being able to do chargebacks. There's also a big piece here around cable management, as they say, so not only the IT infrastructure, but the telephone, the LAN information that's captured there. Down a little bit further on that bulleted list is the mechanical, electrical, plumbing. So now we're really talking about understanding those from the maintenance view. So from our traditional Maximo users, and how valuable it would be for them to be able to see that information and understand the dependencies between assets so that they can better do their day-to-day work. We talk about traditional space planning activities, move management, occupancy management, so being able to take either a person and move them from one queue to another, or a whole department, and understand, you know, who gets the corner office with the windows, and that their people need to sit near them and have cubes, or moving a bunch of servers within a data center. So we don't want to forget we're talking about not only the facility space, but data center. We have some slides on data center specifically later, but those capabilities are there. Lock and key management, understanding that a lock belongs to a door, the key belongs to that lock, and then who's the current owner of that key, and making sure that they have the right privileges for that or that level of security for that area. There's also a big piece here around the business resumption contingency planning, the safety aspects of this, so not only tracking, like, you know, hazardous materials is one, but also being able to publish evacuation routes, understanding where that hazardous materials are, and being able to share that information with your local emergency services so that the fire department, police understand what it is in your building and where they need to go to respond to an emergency. The other piece here that we like to emphasize is the ability to import and export AutoCAD and MicroStation files. So that's from Autodesk and Bentley. Various tools can be the foundation, the initial source of some of this data. I was asked once, you know, it makes it look like IBM wants to, you know, have its own proprietary thing. And that's really not what we're trying to do here. We are trying to have a solution that can meet can work with multiple other design tools. And we know that our customers use a number of different products today, and we want to be able to support all of those. If we move on to slide 13, we get into a little bit more detail on some of the roles we're talking about here and the benefits of having that space information available to them. If we start on the left-hand side here, we talk about the traditional space planner and the capabilities really around the moves, add, changes, being able to understand your occupancy and go through those consolidation activities to make better lease and rental decisions. The traditional kind of moving of that information, so the full rights to move things within the system. We talk about more of our traditional Maximo kind of roles, from a maintenance manager to engineer, planner, scheduler, and being able to have access to the asset data and work management data, have that visibility within a floor plan. So understanding dependencies for the maintenance engineer, knowing if there's a leaky faucet in the kitchen where the shutoff valve is and what other rooms that's going to impact. You know, similar situation for an electrical panel. Where do I need to go to turn the power off to change this fixture? And who else am I going to be affecting? What's going on in that room right now? So there's also kind of the SLA aspect of some of this, understanding if I can turn that off at this point. And then for the planner scheduler, we just talk about, you know, proximity and understanding those asset relationships, seeing what other work is going on nearby as I'm going through those planning activities. And there's also benefits to a self-service requester type. And none of these users we talked about on the Maximo side will have the capabilities to actually move things within the system, but just having that visibility and being able to create a work order when looking at the floor plan from the self-service requester viewpoint, understanding, and being able to accurately report where that problem is can save time later in the process. And then all the way up to the highest levels within the organization, being able to meet those regulatory requirements by reporting on occupancy and do proper chargeback and allocation and really understand my footprint. If we look at slide 14, this is kind of those same kinds of capabilities, but the details are written out here from all the features and benefits. I won't go through this in detail, but wanted to include it for your benefit. Slide 15, we look on the data center side. So this is really a new market, not only for Maximo, for us, but in the industry. There's some players that have been around for a couple of years, but it's an immature market with a couple of niche players. We do see, you know, some competitors out in the field when we go to opportunities in this area. But if you think about some of the capabilities we just described on the FM side, there's similar requirements on the data center side, being able to understand available space and occupied space, being able to charge back based on that usage of space, for example. There's also the cable management aspect. So if we look at the navigation ability, being able to move through that system, starting either at the rack or the jack, and being able to trace those connections. The other thing that's brought into sort of the space availability here is a little bit of a different angle for the data center is being able to look at the available energy and heat, the cooling capacity for that space. So in addition to just physical space being available, but there's considerations for where is the fan on the server? Is it on the top, on the back? Do I need more space? Is there needs to be an open space above it so that I've got that airflow? Is there a weight requirement for this position on this rack, et cetera? So same kinds of business rules with some nuances. On slide 16, we also have then some of that feature benefit information, which we just went through. You can have that. So just a couple of screenshots. I wanted to walk through a little bit of the UI, the scenarios, to give you a taste for what this is going to look like, what kinds of capabilities will be available. So one is the navigation. So you would drill down from a world view into a region, a building, to a floor, and to a room to get that kind of detail on the assets that are there. We look at the different types of data that can be stored. So there's an unlimited number of data sets that can be associated with the drawings. On slide 18, we talk about assets. We talk about people, and we talk about things like furniture. We could also track things like artwork. If there was something of a high dollar value that you wanted to make sure you understood where in the building that resided. So this is really, again, it's going to be customer driven as to what kinds of things they are valuable to them that they need to track. And this might increase over time. I know customers, you know, they started out with they'll pick critical assets and add those. Now we want to start doing some of the tracing of the telephone lines. And then the next thing we want to put in all of the electrical, the boxes. And so we're going to start tracking those. And it can be a progression of adding that information and being able to take more and more, get more and more benefit out of the system. The other nice feature here, which really aligned with what we do with Maximo on slide 19, we talk about the security model. And this is quite unique compared to some of the other tools that are out there where you can restrict those views within the drawing by a layer, but also down to the actual attribute within the layer. So it's a very robust security model that can align with Maximo's security model. So if I have rights to a site within Maximo or certain locations or I'm restricted from certain locations, we can then also enforce that on the drawing side. Slide 20, just a little bit to give you a flavor for some of what the Maximo link looks like. Being able to tie that work order and asset information from one tool to the other. So I can add a work order from here. I can add assets. I can do a comparison and see if there's items that I have in Maximo that I haven't added on this site. I can jump into the Maximo application and vice versa for Maximo. I can jump into the drawing. List all of the work orders that are in a certain area and the work order history for certain assets. And as we said, this is the current integration, and we are looking at making this more embedded, more integrated, so that it doesn't feel so much like jumping between tools, that it's physically more embedded from the user's perspective. Looking at slide 21, here's just another example of reviewing the work orders. I want to list all of the work orders, you know, either open by floor, by priority, you know, by building, by room, so that I can see everything that's assigned to that particular area. Being able to execute moves, so on slide 22, I need to blow this up so I can actually read some of this. Oh, so what pieces you're going to move? Is it the person? You want to move all of the associated furniture, equipment, the telephone number, et cetera. So check if there's approved future moves. I want to check the moves for Maximo, so there's already work orders or service requests that have been created of a certain type that I can then associate to these processes. So I can make the move visually and have that update the Maximo record and vice versa. So here's creating on 23, adding a work order to Maximo. So I've got the description, the type, the priority. So you see scheduled start and end date. So these are Maximo fields. So I want to send that work order to the queue. So now based on this location that I've identified through the map, through the drawing and the floor plan, I can accurately create that work order. Slide 27, we just look at some of the capacity reporting in the data center. So we can see behind there that there's a couple of racks. This is just drilling into that room within the floor plan. So I've got this top-down rack view. But you can see some of the reporting capabilities, and this is all the information, that, you know, the rack count, the used RU, available RU, the used power, the heat load, et cetera, so that I can understand that, what's available. I thought I had included a side view. So there is also the back view of the data center of the racks as well, so that I can really see what cables are attached and what the available spaces are in that rack. So as we mentioned, there's going to be a lot of additional information coming. There'll be additional screenshots and scenarios laid out that we can help you share this with your customer and how it ties into some of the Maximo value proposition. We will send out, there's a wiki that we've started through the marketing group to try and post all this information, but the facility's web page is up. In the meantime, if there are questions or concerns or opportunities that you want to discuss, you can get in touch with myself or Theo, and we'll help you work through that. We want to open it up for questions.
Operator, can we please open up for questions?
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time. To withdraw your question, you may press star 2. Once again, any questions, please press star 1 at this time. One moment for the first question. At this time, there are no questions.
Okay, I'm sure I've got my contact information there. It went a little shorter than I anticipated, but I hope this was helpful and informative, and there's some good information there that you can follow up with me on if you have questions, like I said, myself or Theo. If there's nothing else, I will give everyone back 20 minutes of their day and hope to talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you for joining today's conference call. All parties may disconnect at this time.